Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, Text 2. Shaunaka Uvacha Sutta Sutta Mahabhaga Varanu Varatam Vara Katam Bhagavatim Punyam Yaraha Bhagavan Chukha. Shaunaka Uvacha said, Sutta Sutta, O Sutta Goswami, Mahabhaga, the most fortunate, Vada, please speak, Na, unto us, Varatam, of those who can speak, Vara, respected, Katham, message, Bhagavatim, of the Bhagavatam, Punyam, pious, Yat, which, Aha, said, Bhagavan, greatly powerful, Shuka, Shri Sukadeva Goswami. Translation. Shaunaka said, O Sutta Goswami, you are the most fortunate and respected of all those who can speak and recite. Please relate the pious message of Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by the great and powerful sage Sukadeva Goswami. Purport. Sutta Goswami is twice addressed herein by Shaunaka Goswami out of great joy because he and the members of the assembly were eager to hear the text of Bhagavatam uttered by Sukadeva Goswami. They were not interested in hearing it from a bogus person who would interpret in his own way to suit his own purpose. Generally, the so-called Bhagavatam reciters are either professional readers or so-called learned impersonalists who cannot enter into the transcendental personal activities of the Supreme Person. Such impersonalists twist some meanings out of Bhagavatam to suit and support impersonalist views, and the professional readers at once go to the 10th canto to mis-explain the most confidential part of the Lord's pastimes. Neither of these reciters are bona fide persons to recite Bhagavatam. Only one who is prepared to present Bhagavatam in the light of Sukadeva Goswami, and only those who are prepared to hear Sukadeva Goswami and his representatives are bona fide participants in the transcendental discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnana Kumarandasya Ajnanandana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Yena Bhutile Svamitakadam Yendrati Swaparantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Kirim Yakripatam Hambande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Vancha Kalpa Trivis Chakripa Sindhubya Eva Chata Kintanam Pagni Vyu Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Chapter 4 is entitled The Appearance of Sri Narada, and later on we'll be hearing more about the role of Narada Muni in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how he's also coming in Parampara. So firstly, what is mentioned in this text of Srimad Bhagavatam is the, as we've been hearing the past few days, the qualification of the hearer and the speaker. So one has to be a perfect hearer and one has to be a qualified hearer and a qualified reciter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is not just presenting some religious belief system or some way of having a pious life. Every text and page of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually revealing the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And the Acharya or the speaker of the Bhagavatam should be able to present this message as expertly as possible according to time, place and circumstance. So here Srila Sutta Goswami once again is being glorified by the sages headed by Shaunaka Rishi in speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sutta Sutta Mahabhaga Out of great joy, Srila Prabhupada, in explaining that Srila Shonaka Goswami was addressing Srila Sruta Goswami. And this is a point made very emphatically, that we actually should be hearing from the right source. We should be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source and not from bogus personalities who have some hidden motive or agenda in presenting Srimad Bhagavatam. So the past week we were hearing about different types of personalities who will actually want to repeat Srimad Bhagavatam for either some personal gain with some hidden motive, or repeating Srimad Bhagavatam while engaged in sense gratification. So these type of personalities we should refrain from, because then the Srimad Bhagavatam will not produce the desired effect. Krishna will remain hidden in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore we should be hearing from the right sources. Now later on, Srila Prabhupada in the second canto will explain the different types of living entities and how those living entities will become attracted to certain philosophies, whether it's due to their mental speculation or their conditioned nature. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining how we have the Nitya Siddhas and the Nitya Badas, the eternally liberated and the eternally conditioned. Right? And out of the conditioned living entities, we have those who are faithful and sincerely trying to seek out some self-realization. And we have the infidels who are just foolish and not interested in hearing the topics about Krishna. And out of these faithful personalities, it is further broken down to the devotees and the mental speculators. So Srila Prabhupada also stresses that we're actually not interested in also hearing from the mental speculators, although they are considered under the faithful class of conditioned souls who are trying to get some kind of liberation. Still, we should not hear from these mental speculators. So in the 8th chapter, the position of Srila Sukadev Goswami coming in parampara is also explained by Srila Prabhupada. His importance, Prabhupada is explaining that Srila Sukadev Goswami, Srila Vyasadev, they, of course, they are not the only authorities in trying to produce transcendental knowledge. We have different speakers like Kapila, Kanada, Patanjali, Gautama, Jaimini, etc., these six different types of philosophers. And Prabhupada is explaining that they, all of these six that I've just mentioned, they have presented a philosophical path by themselves based on their own thinking. Whereas Srila Sukadev Goswami, he was basing everything from the most independent, the only independent personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom the disciplic succession is coming from. If you trace it back to Lord Brahma, everything was revealed to Lord Brahma by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, down to Narada Muni, Srila Vyasadev, Sukadev Goswami, and down to Sruta Goswami and the sages at Namaisharanya. So in that way we see that Srila Sukadev Goswami, he is presenting transcendental knowledge, he is presenting perfect knowledge that he has gotten from the perfect person. So he's not deviating from the parampara. And Prabhupada is mentioning that although these great saints, they have produced innumerable thoughts and wonderful facts, but it is all mental speculation. That they are not actually basing it on the independent person, Krishna. That it is up to their own mental thinking. In that way, Prabhupada says we should reject their philosophy. We should only hear from a parampara system stemming from the independent person Krishna and no one else. So this Prabhupada was very forceful on. Because what we hear, we take in, we absorb, and then we put it out. Just as Srimad Bhagavatam was taken by Maharaj Parikshit, just as it was received by Sukadeva Goswami, although himself he was already liberated, he absorbed it again at the same time and revealed it to Maharaj Parikshit, who was a qualified receptor of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's not that we can just go to anyone without qualification and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. The qualification is that we have to come in a bona fide line or succession. This, however, you know, in the world that we're living in, contemporary society, this stricture is not really there, that we are encouraged just to pick up a book from Exclusive Books or whatever the bookstore is called, and you just put it into practice by yourself and don't trace it out. It's not important where your roots are, where the roots of the knowledge is coming from. But because we're, this is the nature of the conditioned soul, that we are covered by ignorance and a false ego, and the one of the main features of a false ego is to have some kind of pride, like we see in so-called developed, technologically developed nations, that they are very strict as to who they allow to enter into their country. So they understand, they put qualifications. If you want to come to America, if you want to come to Australia, you have to be of a certain standard. Not everyone is allowed to have a green card or have permanent residency or become a citizen. No, you have to show yourself that you are worthy of being called American, Australian, British, whatever the nationality may be. So this has all been established by modern, so-called modern civilization. But also in spiritual science, we also need to have qualification. We can't just waltz in and expect that we'll be self-realized in 2 weeks from a course we did on some website on the internet. But we have to be qualified. We accept that, you know, I need to get a visa to enter America. I need to get a visa to go to South Africa or to Chile or to Argentina or Venezuela or wherever. You need a visa. You need a permit. So to hear Srimad Bhagavatam is not just a matter of sitting cross-legged and having your trunk, head and neck in a straight line and just staying awake. Anyone can do. Anyone can be a robot. Anyone can just stand there. But we actually have to, as Urmila Mataji was mentioning, and as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, we have to hear with rapt attention. And we have to hear submissively. So if we're not convinced, if we don't have a little bit of faith, then we will not be interested in anything in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We will think that Srimad Bhagavatam is myth, fiction, or sci-fi. If you have all your channels on TV, you have the sci-fi channel, you have your history channel, and this is all it's all stimulating for the mind and for the so-called intellect, which is covered by tamoguna specifically. So this is not what we're interested in when we're sitting down and hearing, trying to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We're trying to hear it with faith, with conviction, with understanding. Just as we see these sages of Namaisharanya, they are very enthusiastic to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. They are willing to sit down without eating and sleeping just to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So the prime necessity in life is to actually understand the discourses that are going on in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the important aspect. In every scripture, it's not that we're looking for the perfect chronological order. We will not find that in Srimad Bhagavatam. Some of the pastimes here, because it's in a conversation, it will not be in chronological order. Because based on the hearer, he will pose different questions at different times, which might lead the speaker to deviate from the subject matter to explain another event that has happened prior to that pastime. So the Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes it's not in chronological order, but that's not our focus. We're not interested in chronology. We're interested in the contents that are being spoken by Srila Sukadev Goswami. So that should be the main focus. The books that we were used to reading, you know, novels or whatever, it's all just the plot unravels, and then you have your, what do they call it? The climax, when everything is revealed in the novel, and then everything, whatever. And in Bhagavad time, there's a climax everywhere. In every page, there's a certain realization that we have. In every pastime, there's certain instructions that are given. So this is how we can enter into the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, by coming in a bona fide line of speakers. So it's not just that it's the speakers. If the speaker is perfect, then he will just inject Krishna into everyone's heart. The hearer also has to be a qualified recipient to hear the pastimes of Krishna. And not just to jump and go and hear the rasa without understanding the tattva of Krishna. When Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita himself, he's explaining that he will remain hidden. If we do not approach Krishna with the right consciousness, he will hide himself from the pages, he will hide himself from the holy name. He will not manifest in the heart as the super soul and give us understanding and give us realization. Krishna is explaining just in the end, when he's summarizing everything he has taught Arjuna, he's explaining that if we become conscious of him, we can pass over all obstacles to material existence. But if we do not work in consciousness of Krishna, and if we act through the false ego, so all these so-called recitals of the Bhagavatam, they are acting out of a false ego, thinking that by their intellect, by their great learning, by their PhD, they can actually ascertain what the real goal of the Srimad Bhagavatam is. But that is impossible, because for that you require Krishna's intervention. So Krishna says, if we act with a false ego, we cannot hear him and we will be lost. So we actually have to act through Krishna's mercy. We have to actually act through Krishna's energy. So Krishna says, machit sarva durgani, that we have to act through him, the super soul, and the expansion of the super soul, the spiritual master, etc. So we are not interested in hearing from personalities who are twisting the philosophy, nor should we then also, as well, after hearing from a bona fide source, then also desire to twist the meanings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because we have a conditioned nature, we sometimes might want to cheat, we get illusioned, we have imperfect senses, we might fall into the trap of, you know, being lowered down by the modes and also want to give some kind of speculation on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should also know that that is not our place. We are not meant to become speculators of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sukadeva Goswami has explained how he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam through rapt attention and with faith, and later on he assimilated it, he digested it, and he realized it, and then he spoke it. So in our hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're not just hearing for the sake of hearing. I have to do it sadhana, I have to hear every morning. As it was being mentioned previous days, we're not into parrot recitation. Just sit down like a parrot and just cram a lecture and just repeat. Srimad Bhagavatam is supposed to be explained according to one's level of realization. So sometimes, maybe some of us have experience, we try to give a discourse on Bhagavatam, we hear a lecture by a far out advanced soul, we cram everything he says, but the effect is not there, because it is not our realization. So Jai listened to lectures the whole day by, I don't know, Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj, Bhakti Vigyan Swami, or Bhakti Sarup Damodar, or Bhakti Teta Swami, and then the next morning you just full swing, just repeat like a parrot everything you've heard. And then you have this feeling that I felt like I was just doing nothing, I didn't move the heart, because we have not actually realized what we're saying. Now Bhagavatam should be spoken according to one's level of realization. Same as our preaching, Bhagavad Gita, it should be according to our level of realization. And that is how the potency comes out. Because if we're not giving according to our level of realization, it is pride. And pride, it is hard to be proud and not offend anyone. So we have to give according to our level of realization. Not meaning that then the meaning of Bhagavatam will be lost. You know, I'm such a neophyte, I'm such a fallen soul, how can I say anything about the Bhagavatam? So we hear from bona fide sources, we meditate on these purports, we try and see Krishna every day in our lives, and we share with others how we experience Krishna. All this knowledge is directly perceived by the self. We can actually experience what's been explained by Krishna. And when you share with others, they can also have that same experience. Even if it's a simple understanding we have about not being the body, or understanding the benefits of mantra meditation, people can feed off that realization that we have. So we should speak and we should give Srimad Bhagavatam according to our level of realization, not some obscure meaning we heard from someone who is very advanced. We should hear with faith, because sometimes if we preach and we're not really sure, and then you try and tell someone, and that person can actually tell that you're not sure of what you're saying, and then sometimes it's very obvious. It happened a few times when I was in South Africa, and you're on the street distributing books, and someone starts questioning you, and it's just written all over your face that you're actually not sure. So how does this, and this work? And you're like, I have a friend who can explain to you, not myself. Or you try and explain it, but it's not possible at your state. So we present Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, with the original purpose of the text maintained, not that we try and deviate from the purpose. So we're supposed to know that Krishna is the source of all incarnations, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our preaching should always end in result in that. In every single page of the Bhagavatam, this is what we should end up with. Even if it's a chapter on the dynasties, even if it's calculation of time from the atom, it should lead us to a gradual understanding that actually Krishna is the source of everything, material and spiritual. So if we have a bona fide speaker and audience, then the real purpose can be served without difficulty. So our sincerity in reading and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam will come out gradually as we perform service, and Krishna in the heart reveals himself through the pages of the Bhagavatam. It's not like an aha moment that will happen after 6 months guaranteed. According to the level of our devotional service or to the degree that we surrender, Krishna will reveal himself accordingly. Now, Krishna incarnated in the form of Bhagavatam. Similarly, also is incarnating in the holy name. So one thing we can learn from the sages here, specifically Shaunaka Rishi, he is extremely joyous. Sutta Sutta Mahabhago, he's extremely excited the fact that he's going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So this eagerness to hear is also important. And this eagerness can be really amplified in the association of devotees. Sometimes you see devotees are hearing so intensely, but sometimes, you know, the door opens, kind of turn and have a look, or the phone rings, or a kid starts running around, the attention goes. Sometimes with rapt attention, you want to hear each and every single word from the speaker. A fly will come and sit on your nose, it doesn't matter, but you just want to hear. That's when you see that you're really eager to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That even some chaos is happening in front of you, you're still focused, your ears are still hearing. It's not the body that's hearing, it's the soul that's hearing. So if we accept Sukadev Goswami and those coming in his line, will actually be allowed to participate in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is not a religious scripture. It's not a belief. This is the result of Srila Vyasadeva's first attempt to explain Krishna, and he was dissatisfied. And after that, by the order of his guru, he actually dealt with Krishna directly, and then only was he satisfied. So what's actually given in the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence, because there's so much Vedic literatures. All of it had to be, the most important sections had to be condensed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sukadev Goswami took the essential. Same with Srila Vyasadeva. They took the most essential pastimes of Krishna, what we need to know about Krishna and his tattva and his rasa. And in that way, if we stick to the same line of teachers, then we'll participate eternally in service to Bhagavatam. It won't be a haphazard affair. Or once a month here, Bhagavatam recital, chapters 10, canto 10, and then go off and increase some sense gratification or mental speculation. That is not the real purpose of the Bhagavatam. First, each individual, we have to understand what our goal is in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we'll perform the duties. Right, so we know the goal is to hear with rapt attention and gradually realize Krishna. And this Bhagavatam is being repeated again by Sutta Goswami. So the essence has been given again. So this is very, very auspicious. So we're hearing it again, and we're actually moving according to the taste of Maharaj Pariksit and Sukadev Goswami. It's according to the taste that Maharaj Pariksit will ask certain questions. He's tasting Krishna in his highest sense. So as Sukadev Goswami. So they will give Krishna according to their taste. Srila Prabhupada is revealing his taste for Krishna in his purports. That is why the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam still lives on, because Prabhupada's taste is in his purports. His ecstasies, as he explains, are in his purports. So if we stick to that parampara, that disciplic succession, we can also derive the taste. So it became relishable because it was repeated by Sukadev Goswami. And now it's been explained even more by Srila Prabhupada. So it's even more relishable. But Prabhupada had that potency to make us read Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're having an entire line of disciplic succession giving the essence of the Vedic literatures with the full studied taste from Sukadeva Goswami, from the entire parampara. First, we acquire the knowledge, of course, in a humble, submissive way. We acquire the knowledge, we digest it, and we try by all means to hear and realize this knowledge, and then we practice reciting it, we practice hearing it every single day, and in this way we eternally become qualified recipients to enter into discussions of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's an eternal service, it's a nitya service. It shouldn't be chanchala, today, tomorrow, 6 months away, once a year, during Janmashtami, I'll hear Bhagavatam. It's very auspicious. It should be an eternal affair. And in this way, we'll get the benefit not only from Sukadev Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, but for the entire disciplic succession, beginning from Brahmaji. So I'll stop and ask if there's any comments or questions. Yes, Johnny?
Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who say this is another belief system?
Are you saying people who think that this is just another belief? Well, it's not mentioned anywhere in the pages that we should just believe in Krishna. That knowing the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, believe in me. So, what we're given in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is that we should actually be practical and put things into practice, and then we'll taste and understand what's being offered, what's being given. So it's not just something to pass time with. It's not something you do on a Sunday or Saturday. We're doing it every day, and therefore we're getting the direct realization of what we're being told. So we're not just believing it. We're not just whimsically accepting it. We're actually putting it into practice. So if someone comes and says, oh, it's just another belief, say, well, you're taught just to believe in Christ and continue with life. Don't sacrifice, don't do anything. We're taught man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru, four different things that we do. Think of me, worship me, become my devotee, offer your homage unto me. That requires practicality, not just a belief. So you do things, then in that way you can directly perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead and understand that it's just not an energy or some voidness. So you tell them, you try and be practical, you'll be able to understand that it's not just mere sentiment or belief. It is real. Yes, we go. Read Srimad Bhagavatam in chapters. That's what we normally do. Sometimes what? Like what? What do you mean circumstances change?
Like some people in the same moment in the temple, but some are not. So, what about those who are not?
They should also have their personal reading time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Can they read in chapters?
So you start from the beginning. Let's say, you know, I'm not on the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in my personal sadhana. I'm reading something else. I still do that, give time for that, but if I have to give a class on this, I will read this. Both must continue, because that is your personal growth. So if you're reading Bhagavad Gita, you're doing Bhakti Shastri, you read that. When it's class time, you open up the pages of Bhagavatam. If you're staying at home, you should have sadhana at home. You know, here we take verse after verse every single day. When you're at home, you can read an entire chapter in one day or two, and you keep on continuing. But in class, you focus on what's being spoken here. So you should have your own personal sadhana going on. No matter what the circumstances are, we should be reading every day. From beginning to end. Not like what we used to read. You know, you read a comic book about Hanuman or Ganesh or whatever, or He-Man or Spider-Man. You start from the beginning right through the end. Same with Srimad Bhagavatam. Start from the beginning, go right through to the end. Yes, Manju. Yeah, you can say that. There's different things you can say. You can tell, you know, I'm on the path of perfection. I'm not perfect yet, but this is the most perfect knowledge I've been given, and I accept it. This is why I've changed my entire existence for this knowledge. But if it's something that, you know, they want an explanation, meet my friend. Her name or his name is such and such. He is very expert in this subject matter. Because you get some smarty people who will come and tell you, how is it possible that, you know, in existence there's the atom and then blah, 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 blah. Right? Flowery. Or you meet some, I once met a lady on South Bank. She was from Mumbai, and She's Bengali, and she started going at me about the violence in Bhagavad Gita, and she was quoting from some other thing, shloka after shloka after shloka. And I was like, great. Right? And then I just said, oh, just come to the temple, I introduce you to someone, you can speak in your same language. But you meet all sorts of people, and then they're like, oh, okay, fine, I'll come. But our test should be to become even more knowledgeable. So the more you read, the more knowledgeable you become. And I mean, we're not out to like defeat people all the time. I'm going to defeat. You know, we go out like defeating with our Bhagavatams. Kill them, demons. You know, if you go out and think of a demon, you know, we might as well go demon, because we have our own faults. You know, we shouldn't be proud when we preach at all. Krishna knows how to cut that. We shouldn't forget that I was just out there like that person. Sometimes you think, oh, these people are in mire, they're so fallen, just look at them, how sad. If it's tinged with, look at me, you know, I'm a devotee. And then, yeah, Krishna might do something to teach you a lesson. So we should always have a humble mood. We're on the path of perfection, we're not perfect as yet. Our Prabhupada says we will be by the time we're finished with this body. If we sincerely stick with his instructions, we will be perfect. Okay. Please excuse me. I went over time. Ganeshwar Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Oh, from your name.